I so appreciate you being here tonight, taking time. I know it's a busy, busy time of the year. I know there's a lot of things going on. But it's good to see you, House of the Lord. I know that we are celebrating the greatest gift ever given to mankind. And you know, when I was younger, I don't think I understood, you know, the gift that was given. It was more about my gifts and what I was going to get, and I don't know, it was a little different, but as I've gotten older, I have come to realize, you know, we hear this and see this in places, but it's the truth. Jesus is the reason for the season. How fitting. And so what I thought I would like to do tonight, although you may say, I don't quite understand, Pastor John, we're celebrating his birth, but you want to have communion. I do want to have communion, and I tell you why. Let me tell you why I think communion is important. It's probably one of the only things that's recorded in Scripture where Jesus said, would you do this often? And would you remember me? I celebrate his birth, but he didn't say, remember me with my birth, as you give birth. He didn't say anything like that. He said, would you do this? Would you take the bread and would you take the cup and would you remember me and proclaim my death until I come back? So I just thought it'd be a special time tonight if we would just do that. Just remember him. I want to have some of the guys, if they would join me. I asked Chris and some of the other guys, maybe Alex, some of y'all, would y'all help me let's distribute the elements here. And so if you don't mind. And, you know, Sherry, I guess y'all might as well, if y'all not tired, can you just stand for a little bit and we'll get one of the guys to come. Can I get one more guy to help me? Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I know it's not a lot of people here, but if one of you could go up on the platform and give, let's just distribute the elements here. And as they are distributing the elements, I just want to continue to just talk to you for a minute about, you know, what Christ has done. And as a matter of fact, let me take it. I tell you what, let me read you something. How about if I do that? How about if I do less talking and just give you some scriptures? Yeah, let me do that. Praise the Lord. I want to read you a few things just out of the book of Mark. To help you get your mind around the communion, let me take you back for just a minute. So just hold it there for a minute while they're distributing everybody, and let me read something to you, because this very well may mean more to you if you understand what you're doing. So let me help you with this. So Jesus has now been betrayed. They've taken him. And now he's standing before Pilate. And of course they're trying their best to find somebody that can tell something, that where they can get some agreement in the stories so that we can kill this guy. And every time they had people come up and say something, it didn't quite agree with what the last person said, so it kind of didn't go together. And so even though they had false witnesses, they couldn't get their stories together. But then finally, listen to this. This is found in the book of Mark, It's in the 14th chapter. Let me just read all of it to you while we're getting the elements out. Listen to this. Yet even about this, their testimony, this is in verse, I can't even tell. Yeah. You know, could you turn the light on for me back there for a minute? Yeah, just give me, that'll help me. Praise God. Da, 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 da. I can see y'all now. So, they were yet even about their testimony and did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, have you no answer to make? You ain't got nothing to say. He's not said anything. Do you know what restraint it would take? Do you know what self-control it would take if you knew you could call down legions from heaven and save you at any time? Do you know what self-control it would take? Oh my goodness. Let me move on. So, have you got anything to say for yourself? He remained silent. He made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you, oh, listen to this, will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest tore his garments and said, what further witness do we need? You have heard his blaspheming, some of y'all tracking with me, aren't you? Some of you don't even know what I said. And so what is your decision? And they all condemned him as deserving death. And then listen to this. Now I want you to track with me for a minute. Just think of this. I know you said we're talking about his birth, right? I'm talking about your communion. Listen to this. And some began to spit on him. And they covered his face. I can't hardly read this without it upsetting me. I don't know why. They covered his face, spit on him, covered his face, and they began to strike him. Could you imagine standing there with something over your head and somebody, I'm not talking about a little child hitting you with a little broomstick, I'm talking about a man trying to take your head off. And they strike him, saying to him, prophesy. And the guards, then they received him and they began with blows. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace. I jumped over to 15. I just want you to hear what happened. And they led him away to the palace, and that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole battalion. They clothed him in purple, a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. They began to salute him. Hail, King of the Jews! And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. When they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. I'm going to go on down just a little bit further, just for the sake of time. Listen to this. Let me put it down so I can read. So, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. They would do that just to kind of help you with the pain. Jesus went to some extremes, didn't he? Why so extreme? When they scourged him, when they whipped him, they didn't just one guy whoop him with a leather strap. They had pieces of bone and pieces of metal and weaved into leather. And when there's one on each side, and every time they took a strike, they pulled flesh off of him. They even said there was times you could see the bone. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Pastor John, you sure not encouraging too much us too much on Christmas. He went to great extremes. And at any time, he could have called, he could have said, you know what, this is enough. To hell with all of you. I didn't have enough. I ain't going to take no more. Y'all going to know I'm king. And I tell you one thing. He could have done it. I just don't understand why such extremes that he went to. And this is what he wants us to remember. He wants us to proclaim his death until he comes again. What is he asking us to do? Will you remember? Let's just remember what they did to him. Set that crown of thorns on their head. It even said it pierced through. Can you imagine? Can you imagine just grown men, barbaric, just shoving. And yet, he went to them extremes for you. Hope this brings a little more meaning to your communion tonight, because what pain and agony, and he would do it for us, 2022. You see, Rachel has said, she don't even know what I'm going to say. You have already said quite a few times about a plan. There's a plan. God's had a plan from the very beginning. Jesus, born in a manger, there's a plan. There's a plan from the very beginning. And he went to great extremes for this plan. But do you know, no wonder Jeremiah, the Spirit of God moved on Jeremiah, and Jeremiah began to prophesy, 29:11. He says, "Oh, I have plans for you, saith the Lord." Oh, plans to prosper you. Think of that. "I have plans not to harm you." Oh, I have plans. I know what a lot of, you know, in 2021 and 2022, and that we don't even know. You know, I read just this morning a little clip about a new movement that is moving across our nation, and it's called the Nones. The N-O-N-E-S, not N-U-N-S, the Nones. They, from age 18 to 30, they have no religion. They believe nothing. Churches, listen, thank God. Look at the youth here tonight. Praise God. People, listen. "But the Lord has said, I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you." Oh, listen to this. He, because of what he's done, you have a future. Oh, you have hope, says the Lord, and you have a future. I tell you, you think that all that was in vain? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, we're healed. Praise God. And I heard, I was doing a little study. Did you know Mary, his mother? Some of the commentators said that she had to ask the soldiers, "Which one is my son?" She couldn't even recognize her own boy anymore. They had so marred him. He looked so bad, she couldn't even recognize. He didn't even look like a human being anymore. Most men could not take the whooping. It usually killed her. Many men died at just the beating of Jesus Christ. And yet he was born. Can you imagine? I'll go. He had a plan all along. And you and I was part of the plan. Think of that. Praise God. Oh, my God. So let me fast forward. Paul says this in Corinthians. I read it before. I love this passage. Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's do that. Let's take the bread and in remembrance of Christ and what he's done. Oh, my God, we lift this bread up to you, Lord. It just signifies bread. It's just a cracker, but it's all we have right now. And this bread signifies we remember what you've done for us. Let's take the bread in our bodies. We remember. We remember. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it and remember me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's take the cup. Oh, my God. Jesus, we remember your body. And now, Lord, we remember your blood. Let's drink. Oh, praise God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We remember you. Lord, you have the greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind. We remember. We remember. We remember. Oh. Oh, let me say this before we go any further. Whatever it is that so easily besets you, these little sins that can so easily beset us, oh, there's no comparison to the glory that's coming. There's no comparison. I haven't even went to his resurrection. I just went to his death. Because he was born in a manger. And Emmanuel now dwells among us. And I tell you, he did it for you. He could have stopped at any time. He could have called down a legion of angels. He could have, he could have done many things. But he submitted himself to men and to God. Oh, beloved, what is it that so easily besets you? Is it any comparison to the flogging, to the thorns, to the beating, to the spitting, to the mocking? Oh, some even said they pulled his beard out. Just grabbed a handful and just jerked it out of his face. Can you imagine? Oh, stand your feet. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. You know, I just want to obey the Holy Spirit here. I know I was not prepared for this. Had no thoughts of this. But I want to offer someone an opportunity to give a gift to the Lord tonight. The gift that the Lord will receive from you, beloved, it's not your money that he wants. It's your heart. He wants, if you would like to give Christ a gift tonight, it would be your heart, beloved. Oh, would you consider? Would you consider? Oh, while the choir leads us in this last song, I'd like for you to just consider the words that we have read and know tonight, if you wanted to give back to the Lord, it would be you that he would ask for you. He had a plan. The plan included you. You think you, some of you may not even know why I was even born. I don't know what my purpose is. Oh, he has a plan for you. Plans to prosper, plans not to harm you. Oh, listen, listen, you have hope and you have a future. I don't know if you continue on the road that you're on. I don't know what that future holds for you. I'm not trying to scare you. I just want to be honest with you. It's easy for me to talk with my eyes shut because I can see clearly when my eyes are shut. I can see you. Well, why don't we all just again tonight just say, Lord, we just give ourselves to you, doing afresh. I give myself to you. I give myself. It's a special time. It's a time that you remember him, and I want to give my heart to you. Lord, anything and everything that so easily besets me, oh, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. I want to give myself to you. Oh, Sherry, why don't y'all lead us in a closing song? Oh, praise God. Oh, while we sing, why don't you consider what you sense? It's not by chance. The Lord's after you. He loves you. Yes, he does. Yes. So let me finish saying this. The nuns, N-O-N-E-S, leaving the churches, they say by the thousands, don't come back. There's nothing there for them. You know, let me say this, beloved. When the angel appeared to the shepherds in the field, he said, behold, I bring good news. With peace and goodwill to all men. I tell you, beloved, I pray that you get hungry enough for a spiritual reality. Religion won't get the job done. It will not keep you in the church. If all you got's a head religion, it will eventually. It's going to take a relationship with Jesus Christ. A personal relationship, a reality. It's a reality. It becomes reality. I begin to have peace to rule in my life because of Jesus Christ. If you don't, my God, if you don't have a personal, have you met him? Have you ever met him? Listen, it's not just a prayer. I know we have said, just say this prayer. Well, I tell you, if you're going to make it, you're going to have a personal relationship. If not, I don't care how old you are, you won't make it. When the sun comes up, and there's no depth to the roots of your life, the plant will begin to wither. In the last days, many offenses will come, Jesus said. Offenses. Offended. You'll get offended. You'll be offended. Many offenses will come. Many will fall away. Beloved, will you fall away? Are you going to fall away? Do you feel like you're slipping away? Do you feel like it ain't what it used to be? Oh God. I've always been hungry for a relationship. Always. Ever since I got saved, I've been hungry for a relationship. What I would read in the Bible, I want to experience. I hope you feel the same way. I want to experience that. I said to the Lord one time, if you can open the Red Sea and God's people can walk over on dry ground, can you open the Red Sea in me? My God. Can you open the Red Sea in me? So much clutter, so much confusion, so much add on and on and on and on. Would you open? Oh, I tell you, he's been more than a friend. He's not only saved my soul, he has saved my hide many times. Many times the Lord has. I can never forget. God help me, I will never forget. Oh, beloved, you need a relationship. It's not a process. It's not a formula. It's a relationship. Oh, oh, oh. The Lord's after you. The Lord loves you. You see, the Lord had a plan back when they was beating him. He had a plan. His plan was for you. He took it without a word because he had you on his mind. Oh, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you all for coming to communion service Christmas Eve. And I know he was born in a manger. But I love the way even Rachel started. It was a plan. And he never deviated from his plan. He did say one time, why praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, if there's any way, oh God, can this cup pass from me? Is there any way, but nevertheless, thy will be done. But he had you on his mind. Oh, Lord, I just pray over our families that are here. Oh, Father God, I just pray that the ones, Lord, oh. The ones that are broken. I pray over them tonight. Right here in this little sanctuary. Broken dreams, broken hearts. Broken lives, oh God. Oh, you have stirred my heart. I pray for them. And I pray for our families. Lord, you bless. Lord, this Christmas, let it be different than any other Christmas that they've ever had. Let it be different. You make the difference, Lord. I pray over them. I keep them safe as they go their ways. And oh God, we just pray for them. No harm or evil come nigh their dwelling. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, we will be eternal grateful. Amen. Well, won't you turn and hug somebody? Tell them Merry Christmas. God bless you. Look.